This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew, thank you. Subject, it's always the same mess with her. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been with my lady for almost 9 years, and she proposed to me in July. It came out of nowhere because I had just caught her cheating on me. I was about to break up with her, and she hit me with a proposal. I haven't told her yes or no because we have a lot of unresolved issues. When I first met her, it was at a strip club. She wasn't a dancer, but she was dating one, and so was I. We found out that we were messing with the same girl, so we all would hook up. I took my girl out a few times, and we decided we'd leave the stripper alone and try to be monogamous. That lasted about 6 months, and I found out she was cheating on me with a guy she works with. We took a break, and I was dating a lot of other women. I was in my mid-20s, and so was she. She told me she was ready to settle down again, so this time we got a place together. I hoped that she would be faithful to me, because I had gotten tired of threesomes and wild sex capades. I took on an executive role at work and was ready to be with her. Everyone in my inner circle said she's not the one to settle down with, but she was my rock and had been there with me through a lot of ups and downs. Come to find out, she's my rock, but she's also a cheater and a liar. One of my best friends showed me proof of her trying to sleep with him, and I got mad at him. Now that I understand how she really is, I apologize to him, and we're slowly becoming close again. This woman has my heart all twisted up, and I think I would end up in an open marriage if I agree to go through with this. How will I know if she's got all the cheating out of her system? Okay, first of all, you cannot marry this woman. You cannot, okay? She hasn't gotten all the cheating out. She just tried to hook up with your boy. No, and she proposed to you probably because you caught her cheating. Like you said, you're never going to trust this woman. You'll never be able to trust her. That's why you're writing us now. She is not the one. Listen to everyone in your inner circle. They know you two do not want the same things out of life. You don't want to cheat. You want to settle down. She's still out there wiling, okay? She's a cheater and a liar, and those are your words. So believe them. Don't come back and let them bite you in the butt again. She has shown you who she is time after time. Please believe her. You can't change her. You can't make her into the person you want to be. None of that. This relationship will turn into an even worse disaster if you guys get married. If you're done with all your wiling, like you said, and you want to settle down, you can't settle with her. She doesn't want that. I know you must love her. You said that your heart is all twisted, but you got to think about what married life would be with her. One heartbreak, one betrayal after another. Tell her no to her proposal. You're not going to marry her, and please move on. Steve?
Well, it's always the same mess with her as the subject. Shirley made a statement that stuck out in my mind. She said, you can't marry her because you all don't want the same thing. Well, I think you do. I think y'all do want the same thing. That's what the hell the problem is right here. Everybody you want, she want. Everybody she want, you want. Everybody you been with, she got a guy with. Y'all got a lot in common here, man. Sleeping around is huge for y'all. Huge. You've been with her for 9 years. She proposed to you in July after you caught her cheating. Ooh, that's a dude move right there. That is such a dude yeah. move. And she obviously read the book, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. Because that's exactly all she doing is thinking like a man. But this woman you dealing with, bro, this is not a long letter for me because I don't know how to do it. We're going to do a reenactment when we come back. I don't even know how to do the reenact because you all are not made for monogamous relationships. You met her at a strip club because you was dating a stripper and she was dating a stripper. Turned out it was the same stripper. Then y'all got tired of threesomes and y'all decided to stay with each other. Okay. Now, how long did that last? You said that lasted about 6 months, and then I found out she was cheating on that she worked with. She got to be in bed at all times.
At all times.
If she ain't down at the job, she got to be in the rack. We took a break. Then I was dating a lot of other women. Now you back out in the streets. I was in my mid-20s and so was she. She told me she was ready to settle down again. So this time, we got a place together. Who thought this was a good ass idea? Y'all got a place together. Now, it's Grand Central Railroad Station in y'all house. I can promise you, it's some comings and going on in here. I hope she would be faithful to me because I had gotten tired of threesomes and wild sex campaigns. I know that's right. And let me tell you something. She is doing the damn most. Because when a dude say he tired of threesomes and wild sex campaigns, you in there... Girl, you in there with the Jordan of sexual activity.
The GOAT. Right.
You in there with the greatest of all time. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hang on, Steve. Yes. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, it's always the same mess with her. We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, it's always the same mess with her.
This poor man that wrote this letter in, he dating a woman for 9 years. They met at a strip club. They was dating the same stripper. Then she asked her to marry him because she cheated on him with a guy at work. They broke up a little bit. He started dating a lot of women. She was back out there in them streets.
You tired?
I'm exhausted. Then she told me she was ready to settle down again. And then they went and got a place together. They opened up Grand Central Station at the house. Mm-hmm. So the Holiday Inn Express was not a new home. So they got a house, and it turned out to be an Airbnb. at a hotel in Jean's Motor Lodge, and they in there selling room for by the hour. That's what you know is happening, popping off at this hotel. We got hourly rates. And anyway, he said he got tired of threesomes and wild sex capades. Yeah. You know something going on when the dude get tired. Mm-hmm. So now he wants to, this is ridiculous out of y'all. He took an executive role at work, so he's executive now. Mm-hmm. And then he said that he was ready to be with her. But everybody in their circle telling him she's not the one to settle down with. Now, guess what came out of all this? This what threw me in this hole.
What?
Guess what he said after that?
What?
But she is my rock.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Mm. Old mate.
Mm. Boy. Boy, you need a new thesaurus and dictionary. You cannot be calling her your rock. Mm-mm. She... come to find out, she is my rock, but she's also a cheater and a liar.
Yeah.
Boy, you need some new rocks. I ain't gonna lie to you. You. Anyway, she's not your rock. Now, I don't know if this term is acceptable on the radio, but I'm gonna have to tell you what you have here, dog. She's not your rock. She's a thought. A thought. Now, for those of you old people that don't know what a thought is, this, now here's what it stands for. That blank over there. Thought. That blank over there. Ain't but one blank star with an H go in there. That's all I need to say. That's the strawberry letter. Thank y'all for listening this morning.
Don't marry her, okay. Please.
And bro, I don't understand, man. So then one of your best friends showed you proof of her trying to sleep with him.
Yeah.
You got mad at him. Now I understand how she realized, I apologize to him, and we slowly becoming close again. What you mean by that, dog?
He and his friend are slowly becoming close.
Oh, like I thought they had broke up, too. I was going to say, it's just too much.
Well, he was mad at his friend.
Y'all sleep with everybody. Yeah. Well, y'all sleep with the same strippers, the same friends. Anyway... this woman has my heart all twisted up, and I think I would end up in an open marriage if I agreed to go through with this. How will I know if she's got all the cheating out of her system? She don't. Mm-mm. She don't have no cheating out of her system.
Just call her.
Okay, I'm going to do something I never am. Y'all be a man that's concerned. I'm going to give you the answers of a cheating, lying cheater who happens to be a woman. Ask me any question you want. Any question. I'm going to show you how a woman who cheats and lies answers the question.
Is it true you tried to get with my boy?
Hell no.
My boy?
Hell no. You know I don't even like other men.
But he said
when you met me, was I with him?
No, you were with the girl that we both got with.
Yeah, but I don't even like other men. God, you crazy. Except for that dude in my job. Just because I slept with one man in my job, now I want your friends too?
Well, baby, I thought you were supposed to be my rock.
I am your rock. Who you know hit harder than me?
Wow. How many times have you cheated on me? Be honest. Let's have an honest conversation.
Okay.
I have forgiven
just
you.
Just that one time.
One time. That's it.
Yeah.
What is it going to be like if we get married? What is it going to be like?
Oh, it's going to be beautiful.
No cheating. Why don't we
believe? Beautiful. You're going to have migraine headaches worrying about me. I'm going to drive you crazy, but that's what you said. Ooh, I'd be driving you crazy.
And
why would I cheat on you? I'm just going to bring them by the house. You decide.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.